Turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Above all things, put on love. See, it says you put it on. You can put on love. Don't go try to find love within yourself. You put on His love. You obtain love by being in the presence of love. And you get clothed in love and you'll respond in love. Amen? If everything, if you're responding in flesh to everything, you're not clothed in love. Put on love, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule. It needs to be the governor of your heart. Now, if peace is not governing your heart and frustration is governing your heart, or anxiety or fear or any of these things, it's because you always need to check the relationship and the alignment with God, because when you're aligned with God, peace is going to govern your heart. Amen? When you're in alignment, peace will govern. When you're not in alignment, frustration, fear, anxiety, worry, tension, heaviness, all those things will govern your heart. So let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called into one body, and be ye thankful. Now verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Say richly. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to get back into what we've been into of keeping His word, hearing the word of the kingdom. And when you put Mark chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8 and Matthew chapter 13 together, it's what? Hear the word of the kingdom. It's understand the word of the kingdom. It's receive. That is a major, major operation of the kingdom of God. Before God does anything, He will send His word. He's going to send His word to your heart. That is the most valuable thing you'll ever possess, is the living word of promise, the word of grace, the keys of the kingdom that come by His word. These keys, these promises, these graces that are sent by His word. He said, receive the word of the kingdom into the heart and keep. Say keep. Keep the word of the kingdom. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it will be done for you. It's not just the word. You've got to abide in Him and His word abide in you. Those are major, major keys to the kingdom of God, is staying next to the Lord, being in union, abiding and having His word abide in you. Now, that's not just opening the Bible and reading it. It's abiding in you, not in your head, in your heart. It's a living word transferred to you by the Holy Ghost. He will transfer the kingdom when the kingdom's transferred to you. He's going to transfer it by the word of promise. Amen? When you're dealing with a situation in your life, you have exceedingly great and precious promises. The Bible says He upholds all things by the word of His power. You got to get your life on that word. You get your life and He'll uphold your life by it. What I want to teach you is how to keep this word. It's an operation the Lord started showing me on the latter part of last year. And I love it. I absolutely love this, because I really never did it this way, but now I'm doing it. Hallelujah. Because I recognize that anything God's going to do, He's going to uphold your life by the word of His promise. Amen. And you got to get that. See, you hear the word of the kingdom, you understand it, and then that word's transferred to you by the Holy Spirit, and you keep that word. And the Bible says, to him who hath my words, to him shall be given. And he will have more abundance. The Lord started showing me an operation of keeping His word through what I call acknowledgments. Acknowledgments. And as I began to do this, the Lord said, what you're actually doing is a form of meditation. And He says, you just don't understand it as meditation, because most of us, when we think about meditating the word, we'll sit there with the word. We'll open the Bible and we'll ponder it. And that is part of meditation. But meditation has many meanings. So I want you to go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. He tells Joshua right before he goes in the promised land. These are the instructions He gives him to go into the promised land. Now, what I'm going to tell you, if you will do this and learn and practice this, the kingdom of God requires work. It's just not the kind of work that we put in through the sweat of the brow, human sufficiency and human effort. It requires a labor of faith. And so many people are not willing to do that. But if you are willing to do that, when trouble comes, you'll be upheld by the labors of your life. You'll be upheld. The enemy will come, but God will have a standard lifted against him. And to live life in the peace of God and to live life in the glory of God is what it's all about. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been the other route. I don't like it. I like it to be upheld. I don't have to hold my life together. If you haven't figured it out yet, you can't do it. That's lesson number one in life. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. How many of you ever learned that lesson in the process of learning the lesson? You know, it only took me about 17 times around that mountain to learn it. But I was quick, you know. But then I had to learn how he upholds my life. When he taught me I couldn't do it, I sat on the sideline for a while. Okay, I know I can't. I know you can, but I had to learn to do it God's way. It's so much better to do it God's way. Your life will go better. Things will work out for you. Blessing the Lord. Come on, you see, the blessing of the Lord maketh the rich and has no sorrow. It's not enough to be wealthy. It's not enough. You got to be wealthy with no sorrow. There's no you. I mean, you know how many people that have millions and millions of dollars are miserable? They have sorrow with it. The world's going to give you sorrow. The blessing of the Lord's going to give you the making the rich and adds no sorrow. You got to have peace. You got a prosperity soul. Wish above all things you prosper and be in good health. Even as your soul prospers in the manner your soul is prospering. Prosperity of spirit, prosperity of soul, prosperity of body, prosperity of finances. That is God's way, amen. Everyone say, God, build me. Now watch this, verse 6, Joshua 1. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Wow, listen to that. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You'll see a common thread of operation in the Word of God that requires your heart and your mouth in unison together. It requires the Word of the Lord that's been set in your heart. When you activate your mouth and you activate your faith, it's a form of meditation. Amen? He said, the righteous faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart. Who shall ascend and bring him back down, or who shall sin? What saith that word is in your heart? It's in your mouth. So you see, in the Old and the New Testament, there's an operation of having the word dwelling richly in your heart and dwelling in your mouth. Believe it or not, this is an operation. This is an operation of meditation. It's a form of meditation, but it's not the one when you're going to sit in some monastery somewhere and go, And the world just duplicates this with yoga. They get them to sit in that weird stance with their hands like that, you know. I'm going to get into my inner peace. You'll get into inner devils if you get too far in that stuff. You'll be opening yourself up to wrong stuff. You want the peace of God. You do not have to sit like that and contact the wrong spiritual dimension. You can contact the spiritual dimension either way. I go in by the Word of God. I want the right one. Amen. I want to be with the Lord Jesus. I want to be in His peace, His joy. Why does everybody just want to bypass what He's already given? The enemy does nothing new. All he does is counterfeit. He has counterfeits. An operation of meditation. I call this an operation of acknowledgement. You can write that down, an operation of acknowledgement. If you're going to effectively keep the Word of God, you're going to have to develop an operation of acknowledgement. Before I get into this any heavier, I want you to go over to Proverbs chapter 23. This, when you spend time doing this, well, I don't have 4 hours. I do this on an average of 45 minutes to an hour, this type of operation. Sometimes 30 minutes. This type of operation of acknowledgement, it'll be the finest thing you've ever done. It's very rarely even taught to do this. We're taught to confess the Word of God, so we'll grab a word and confess. But what I want to teach you is how to sit with the Lord, abide in His presence, have His Word abiding in you, being in your mouth and in your heart. When you learn to do this effectively, with God, you're going to see the Holy Ghost come and start undergirding your life. He's going to start undergirding everything that pertains to you, everything that's concerning you. Here's the wonderful thing. He's going to do it. God's going to, I have figured out how to let the Holy Ghost loose. He's operating from that word. He's going to uphold your life by that word that you're carrying. Now, you could be a person of the Spirit and get filled with the Spirit. I don't know if you've ever seen them. I mean, they can jump in the Spirit. They can run, dance, sing, shout, holy rollers. Then they get home and everything is messed up. Because they know a few things about the Spirit, but nothing's undergirding their life. Their emotions are messed up. They're frazzled. But when they get in the presence of the Lord, everything just beams up. When they leave the presence of the Lord, everything falls apart. Because nothing's undergirding their life. They're just living off the high of the Spirit. You can't do that. You have to be undergirded by the Word. But I'm not talking about just a word of knowledge that's dry. I'm talking about a living word. I want to teach you how to get connected with His living word, how to have a relationship and a union with the living word of God, with the living Christ, all in one place. Boy, you learn to do this and your life is going to start shifting. Well, how long will that take? It doesn't matter. You're in the school of the Spirit. You know, people get out of college, they don't even think twice about going to college for 4 years, sometimes 8 years, sometimes 10 years. They don't even think about it. They know they're going to put the effort to get an education, so they might get a job these days. They're not even promising you anything. I teach you how to get a spiritual education that's going to release the Holy Ghost to download the right hand of God into your life and the inheritance and the glory that's seated in heavenly places, all the spiritual blessing in heavenly places, all that downloaded into your life. Wouldn't it have been nicer if He had just blessed you with all spiritual blessings here in natural places? Why did He put them up there in the first place? I don't know if you had that question, but I had that question. Why did you put them up there? By the way, when the Holy Ghost is teaching you something, did you ever get a question? People come ask me a question. They'll have something. And I said, you know, you probably didn't even come up with that question on your own. That was probably the Holy Ghost injecting that question into your intellect. And He does that so He wants to teach you something. That's how many, many, many of the revelations God's given me started with a question. He injected, I went into the Word, and He opened the Word of God. Because that's how He gets your attention, with a question. The question comes, I say, why did you bless me with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places? I need them here in natural places. How many of you need the spiritual blessings here? He put them there because He gave everything to Adam the first time here. He gave the whole thing to him. And he lost it. The devil stole it. So the last Adam received the inheritance again, became the appointed heir in His resurrection into the right hand of God. But God gave it all to him there so the devil couldn't steal it. That's the only reason He put it there. So the devil couldn't steal it. You have an eternal inheritance laid up in the right hand of God that cannot be stolen. That's why He says, whereby you have been granted access. Then He gives you access. Say access. Got to learn how to access God. If all we do is run around like natural people here, you're going to miss most of the kingdom of God. We have to access the realm of the Spirit, because that's what's going to download from the realm of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's going to materialize that. He's going to manifest it. Amen? Demonstrate. Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man, woman thinketh in his, what? You mean your heart can think? Yes. Yes, your heart can feel and think and prophesy to you. When you're in the love of God, your heart starts prophesying love. When you're broken, your heart starts prophesying, ugh. Your heart is the center of everything. Kingdom of God. That's why the enemy's constantly engaging your heart. He wants to engage you. He wants the domain of your heart because he understands. Now watch this scripture. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I call this the dominion mechanism. The dominion mechanism. When you have somebody that's steeped in generational poverty, you know how hard that is to get out of people? When it's generational, they just think poverty, everything about them. Why? It's an image that's inside their heart. You have to understand what's going on inside of your heart is what's going to go on out here. Amen? That's why God wants His Word to dwell richly where? In your heart. It's good to renew your mind, but really the renewing of the mind is renewing it to how the kingdom works. The way the kingdom's going to function and flow is coming from your heart. Man, I started doing this. Things are going well for us. God got us out of debt. Hallelujah. Anything you do, you can write this down. Concerning the kingdom of God, the enemy is going to try and test it. He will send a wave after wave after wave of destruction. Just anything he can to get you off of your foundation, to get you back into his ways. The kingdom of God is about doing it God's way. Wait patiently upon the Lord and keep his way. It's not just waiting. Although that is the 11th commandment. I don't know anybody that's not going to wait. How many of you had to wait? If you didn't raise your hand, I'll open up the altars after the service. But it's not just waiting, it's waiting God's way. Keep His way. Today I'm going to share a major operation. So, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you know what the word thinketh means in Hebrew? But think. It's Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. As a man thinketh, say thinketh. You know what that word means in Hebrew? Acts as a gatekeeper. Acts as a gatekeeper. Your heart is the gate of the kingdom of God. It's the gateway of everything. As soon as you realize what's happening in here, learning, why does he say guard your heart with all? He didn't say with diligence. He said with all diligence. You have to learn to keep what's going on here because that is your future. Everybody wants a quick fix and God does do that. But if you want permanent fix, you're going to have to learn how to keep this. Keep it full. Hear the word of the kingdom. Understand it. Receive his words. If you are being tried, I would meditate upon the scripture and the promises and get that in your heart. Hold that there. And let God fix the problem. Amen? Yeah, give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. He acts as a gatekeeper. It's a dominion mechanism. What's going on here? Well, go on here because your heart is the gate. When the kingdom of God's going to show up, it's coming through your heart. Where does it say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly? The kingdom of God is within you. Christ in you, my Holy Spirit, he will be with you and in you forever. Father dwelleth in you. We will make our abode in you. Say in you. There is a lot going in you. It's going on in you. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. God set his kingdom in your heart. That's why it's so important to keep it. A lot of times we go through life, all of our life, and not realize what's going on in here because you got to get connected to that place. What's going to connect you is the operation of meditation. I want you to go over to Proverbs chapter 3 since you're in Proverbs. Verse 5. I'm going to begin getting into this operation. I call this the operation of acknowledgments. Listen, you have to understand, before God does something, he's going to put it here. What's going on here is eventually going to make it out here. Amen? The quicker we learn how to operate here, then the Holy Ghost is going to operate out here. Amen? Psalms 1 says this, you don't have to go there. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law, the word of the Lord. And in that word, look, does he meditate? Doth he meditate? Doth he meditate day and night? You know what the word meditate means? To ponder, to imagine, to utter, and to speak. Meditation is going to employ your imagination. It's going to employ your mouth. It's going to employ utterance. It's going to employ your attention. Now, when I pray in tongues, I don't know We are a tongue-talking church, if you hadn't figured that out yet. When I pray in tongues, do you know I could actually watch a movie while I pray in tongues? I do not need my mind. It said the understanding is unfruitful. My spirit prays. It totally is God's genius. He devised a way to pray, put it in an unknown tongue so Holy Spirit could devise the prayer. He could release the prayer. Half the time, you don't even know what you're praying for because you don't know how to pray for it as you ought. But he knows how to pray. So when I pray from my spirit. But I don't need my mind. I learned that a long time ago. I learned to meditate and pray in the Holy Ghost at the same time. You can watch a movie and pray in the Holy Ghost. You don't need your head to pray in the Holy Ghost because your spirit's praying. That's why when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you can be thinking about something else. You can be thinking about football today. I wonder who's going to win. Peyton? Because you don't need your head. God bypassed your head. He did a beautiful thing there. He will bring your head into alignment and things. Now, when it comes to meditation, he's going to need all of you into a focused position. Not all of you, all of you. He's going to have to have your being in a focused position because he's going to bring you into a place where you're going to get connected with him. The kingdom of God, you can write this down, it's a good one, is connection. The kingdom of God is connection. Prayer is just not something you do. Prayer is a connection. You got to get connected. You got to be with him where he is. I pray you be with me where I am. The whole issue of prayer is to be with him. We've learned a lot about that in the last 3 or 4 years, how to get positioned in the secret place, how to get positioned in the right hand of God. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections upon things above, not upon the earth. He wouldn't tell you to do something you couldn't do. Amen. Now, that said, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. See that? You're going to get out of your own understanding. You want God to do something where you're going to have to get out of the way you do it. If it's not working for you, that should be a sign. Not to keep doing it the same way. The old adage you've heard. What is it? Insanity? Just to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result? Look at verse 6. In all thy ways. Here it is. Acknowledge. Say acknowledge. In all thy ways, acknowledge. The principle of acknowledgement. Very powerful principle. It is going to be very important operation in keeping the word of God is to acknowledge. And I'm going to show you this in a minute. Now, go over to Philemon, the book, the big book of Philemon. Just the book of Philemon, verse 6. At the communication of thy faith. The communication of thy faith may become effectual or effective. How many want some effective faith? Effective faith. You know, I had moved some mountains early in my Christianity through my mouth. Just mouth. I mean, my mind had nothing to do. I just spoke. Confessed. Did it for 11 months and moved a major mountain. That was the only part of the program. God's taught us a whole lot more now. He wants us to birth a revival. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to what he says. The communication of your faith may become effective or effectual by the acknowledging. Say, look, there it is again. Acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. Aren't you glad he added the last three verses? In Christ Jesus. If you're acknowledging every good thing just in you, you might not find everything you're looking for. He's actually sending you into the kingdom of God. He's saying, acknowledge what I have set into you. If you want to get in touch with the kingdom of God, you've got to acknowledge. How do I acknowledge? So, if I'm going to acknowledge Mary. Hi, Mary. Now, here's how you don't do it. Hi, Mary. How are you? Mary? Hello? How you doing? That's not how you acknowledge. You acknowledge somebody by focusing your attention. Acknowledgement requires two major facets. Attention and your mouth. Now, there are a lot of ways to pray. A lot of people, they just turn on a worship song and lay down and check out. Love you, Lord. Lay back. Ah. That's good. That's called soaking. But that is not acknowledging. Acknowledging is not being in prayer. And thinking about football this afternoon. So, acknowledgement is going to take an operation of discipline. Discipline. But what the Lord said, you shall take up your cross daily to be my disciplined follower. It will require discipline of your mind to be focused upon the Lord. There's a lot of things you acknowledge. I'm going to teach you how to acknowledge His Word in you. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Meditate my words. Let it not depart out of your mouth. Bind it to the frontlets of your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. Say unto wisdom. Say, speak. Ponder, imagine. It's going to employ your imagination. It's cooperation. See, it comes to the body of Christ when we have actually issue instruction. That's where we miss it right there. We don't really miss it, but that's where we get kind of, just, I want it free. I know God. God loves me. He gives it to me free. Listen, God wants to train you. You're in a training center here. Get your life from where you are to where He wants you to be. This is one of the greatest operations I've entered into, is the operation of acknowledgement. When you do this, you're going to get connected to what God has said. When He told Habakkuk, He says, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. Though it wait, tarry for it. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely. You notice that? It will speak. Say, it will speak. Bible says, be not vague, thoughtless, or foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. If you want God to put your life on a rock and move you to where you are, you cannot be vague, thoughtless, or foolish. Not in your prayer life, not in your thought life. You gotta know the will of the Lord. That begins there. You gotta know. You can't just go to Him vague. Well, do something with me. You don't go to God like this. God! Do you see what I'm going through? God sends His angel Gabriel. He shows up and He spreads His wings. He have wings? I am Gabriel. I have been sent. Because you're the only earth creature that has ever faced anything like what you're going through. And I am here with a white horse. Sit upon your horse and ride into glory. Everything's going to be fine because nobody has ever gone what you're going through. Or God will say, well, they got to do it just like everybody else does it. I have a standard. And if you do it my way, things will change. It's Yahweh or your way. Amen. Communication of your faith becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ. So therefore, you're going to have to learn. Isn't that amazing? This was a dynamic that was very difficult for me in the beginning, is acknowledging something inside me. Because it said everything that's in you, every good thing that's in you in Christ. So I had to acknowledge a realm of Christ in me. And I'm thinking, Lord, this is weird. When I first started doing this, I'm like, Lord, I wasn't connected to what was going on. I could worship God like this. I could come in worship. I could worship and get in His presence. I could get covered in His presence. But when He started teaching me how to go in and acknowledge something, I had no grid for it. I had no grid. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, Lord, what do I attach to? What am I looking at? And the first thing He had me acknowledge, and this might help you, He said, acknowledge my Holy Spirit. Because He's in you. Is He in you? Yeah, He's in you. So I started just going like this, and I'd focus my attention, And I focused my attention. I knew I needed to focus my attention. I started, the Holy Spirit, you've come to abide and dwell with me and in me. And I acknowledge your presence in me. I acknowledge you've come to abide. You're my helper. You're my comforter. And my mind would start floating off. Like your mind was just floating off when it doesn't listen to me. Yeah. Do not amen me on that. I was testing you. And so my mind would fly. I had to grab my mind and say, get back over here. Because I wanted to focus. So I had to train myself. And now here's what I did. I could not focus 30 minutes at a time. My mind wanted to go. So what I did is I started doing little 5-minute segments of teaching how to focus. And I'd do it 3 or 4 times a day. I'd just stop and take 5 minutes and I'd start focusing on the Holy Ghost. And instead of my mind, I'd pull it back. And I started focusing. All of a sudden, I started doing that. Within a week, I started feeling His presence. I could get in touch with His presence very easy. And then what it did, it drew me in. It drew me into a place that's always been there. I just didn't know it was there because I had no grid for it because I was not acknowledging it. And because I learned to acknowledge, I was setting my focus and my attention and I was speaking. And I didn't see if my mind wandered. That's like having my back turned to somebody. So I kept bringing my focus, focusing my words. And when I learned how to focus my heart and focus in with my words, and I focused into a scripture. Holy Spirit, you've come to dwell. You're my comfort. You come to abide. See, I focused into His word. Holy Spirit came reality. The living Holy Spirit presence came. And guess what else? The other stuff that I was focusing on didn't mean anything anymore. My trials started meaning less and less. See, now, He was just training me for another realm altogether. And after He trained me in the disciplines, it started getting easier and easier. And all of a sudden, I could just go like this and be there. And I just get into a realm of the secret place by acknowledging. I learned how to go through the door. He goes, I am the door. If by me any man entereth in, he will be saved. He said, and he will go in and out and find pasture. What am I doing? Going in and out, in a salvation, out of salvation? Well, you're out of salvation. You got to repent now. No, you're going in. He's the doorway. Where does he dwell? In your heart. Your heart is the gatekeeper. He's the living doorway to the kingdom, to where all your stuff is, to where your inheritance is, to where everything dwells. The kingdom of God is within you. It wasn't that hard at that point. As I kept doing that, I started having revelations of the kingdom of God. I started tapping into peace, tapping into joy, tapping into love, tapping into glory. It was all there all the time. The reason why you don't experience it is because you're not acknowledging it. When I learned to acknowledge, started opening the doors, I said, there is a lot in here. Well, just Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Word, Kingdom of God, other than that, you know. It's all there. The Bible says it's there. So the kingdom of God is what? Within you. Who's the doorway? Christ. I started acknowledging the Lord. I acknowledge Him as the door. When I learned to get in, I acknowledge Him as you're the living doorway. See, in the Old Testament, it was a foreshadowing. The pillar of glory would come down over the tabernacle door, and Moses would walk through that. That was Christ signifying, I am the door to the tabernacle. See, but now we have a tabernacle that the Lord has pitched and not man, and that tabernacle is in you. You are the temple of the living God. So the temple lives in you, and He's still the door. So as I started acknowledging Him as the door, I just go like this, and my mind would wander. I just bring it back. Until I bring it back, and here, I'm gonna teach you something good right here. Acknowledge the Lord, you're the living doorway. By you I enter in. Through you I enter in. You've come that I might have life and might have it more abundant. In you there's peace. In you I live and move and have my being. I dwell in you. I abide in you. I enter into the holiest of all by the new and the living way. You granted me access by faith into this grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. I realized I had to move from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction. I had to move somewhere. Because the Bible always says, come to me. Well, He's a spirit. He dwells in the spiritual realm. You've got to learn the things of the spirit. That's how I did it, through acknowledgement. As I learned to acknowledge, all of a sudden the door opened. And I went into this realm of glory. I said, whoa! And here's what I realized. Once I got in, guess what? My mind was liberated to enjoy God. God was in my thought because that realm, it has the kingdom. It's the kingdom of God. I didn't have any pressures of the world. I had no cares of the world. where I was just 5 minutes ago, I am not in that same place. I said, what's going on here, Lord? He said, you are transferring jurisdictions right now. That's the kingdom of God. You have access and rights to dwell with me. Hide in me. Hide. David understood to hide in the secret place of the Most High. He knew God was a pavilion, strong habitation where I continually resort. You got to learn to resort into God. Amen. So I did all that through acknowledgement. I just did a little 5 minute shot. All of a sudden, once I was in, I didn't need to worry about my mind floating around because the kingdom of God was full. And I was sitting in, I could sit in there for a couple hours and not even know it. I was in fellowship with God. The gateways to the kingdom. All of that was learning what I call position of prayer. Matthew 6, look at verse 9. After this manner pray you, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So that's the Lord's prayer, or the prayer. Look at the position of prayer. Remember Matthew 6, 6. Here's the position. But you, when you prayest, don't you love King James? Enter into thy closet. And I'm quite certain that's not the one where your shoes are. Because if you don't have a closet, then you can't go pray. When you pray, enter in your closet. And when you've shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in that secret place. That was the position. The closet was the inner sanctuary of God. I learned to get into that place by acknowledging Him as the doorway. And when I went in there, we shut the door. And when the door to the world was shut, there was peace. He apprehended my mind, my heart. I didn't have that struggle. It broke that struggle. And I started understanding the different systems, how the world, its system is to constantly barrage your mind, your heart, and your intellect, constantly barraging. But when I broke that and I started getting that peace, I was just in a world altogether with God. It was wonderful. All it did took a little bit of practicing, those little 5 minute sessions, speaking and acknowledging, focus, attention, and speaking. Then once we learned the position of prayer, then the Lord said, now I want to teach you how to keep my promises, my keys, and my graces that I have given you. I'm going to teach you how to keep them in that room. What does it mean to keep His word? Abide in me and my words abide in you. What does that mean? Whatever it meant, it said, then you can ask what you will and it would be done for you. See, there is a prerequisite God puts on things to answer your prayer. It's not just go pray. You got a position of prayer. That's abiding in me. Then let my words abide in you. See that? So He said, keep my words. I want to teach you how to keep my words in the same way you did everything else. So, what the Lord said, now write the vision. What it is you're believing God for. I'm very strong on constitutions. You call it a vision statement. Very strong on this. Whatever God is putting in your heart. If you don't know what you're to pray for, find out what the enemy's fighting you most with. There is where you begin. Find what the Word of God says. He said, now, the Bible says He will hasten His words to perform it. Now I'm going to close with this. The Lord said, when you come into my presence, bring an offering. Now, first thing you think of, bring an offering of money. That's not what He said. When you come into my presence, bring an offering. There's two offerings I bring. The first one is the offering of thanksgiving and worship. The second one, this is the big one, I bring an offering of His word. I bring an offering. Now, this is the highest level of faith that you're going to have, because if you can bring His word from your heart in a realm of acknowledgement, when you bring His word to Him in a realm of acknowledgement, listen to this, you're bringing an offering of something you've kept. You can't bring Him something you don't possess. You don't bring it to Him from your mind. If I am taking the time to keep His word, this is an act of my faith, see. He says, when you stand praying, believe you receive, and then you shall have. I believe I receive because His word. See, I receive it in word form. So when I believe I receive, I hold this word, and I said, now, Lord, I acknowledge this word to you, Father. When I get positioned in God, which is the first part, abide in me, now my words abiding, I hold these words in my heart and I acknowledge them. Just acknowledge that they're there, that I've kept them, that I've not let the world and the busyness and the distractions and the enemy that tries to tear at my heart, I've not allowed him to tear these words out of my heart. I've learned in the early days I'd preach revival and have all this stuff, man, but half the time I would never even pick these things up. Because all the stuff the enemy would bring all the time, I just couldn't even get a grid. But now I've learned the most precious, most valuable thing is what God has sent is in these words. These words are my future and the future of this church. We are going to walk our futures right here in these words. I'm not waiting on God to do something out here. I'm waiting on Him to do something in here. I'm going to keep these in the garden of my heart, and I acknowledge what I do is I bring it to Him. I said, I acknowledge, Father, I bring an offering of Your promises, Your graces, and the keys You've given me. I acknowledge that I've heard the word of Your kingdom. I acknowledge that I understand the word of Your kingdom. I acknowledge I've received these words in my heart, and I acknowledge, Father, I keep them. I keep them through a realm of acknowledgement. I acknowledge daily I have them. You have no idea what that'll do for you. The reason is because we don't normally ever do that. And when I learn to acknowledge and hold these words, and then I acknowledge I can't do it. I acknowledge it's not by might, it's not by my power, it's by Your Spirit. You hasten this word to perform it. This word will not return to you void. It's not of my might. It's not of Ishmael. It's not of Amalek. It's not of Eleazar. It's not by my might. It's not by my power. Apart from You, I can do nothing. This is not coming by my sufficiency. It's coming from this word. This word, you uphold everything by this word. Our future is going to be upheld by what's in this Constitution. Revival is not something I'm looking at in the distance. Revival is something I hold right here. Because I have it. When you stand praying, believe that you receive it. You got to believe you have it, and you got to keep it there.
Well, how long do I keep it there?
You keep it there until the Holy Ghost shows up in demonstration. Him that keepeth my... If you love me, you will keep my words, He said. I don't walk around 24 hours a day like this. But I go into that position, and when I'm in position, I'm in peace, and I have His words, and I bring an offering to Him, to my Father, and say, I have kept Your words. I am in obedience, and I'm not letting these words go. Well, I set my life on the foundation. There will be revival. And I hold it, Father, and I keep it, and I treasure it. It's in the garden of my heart, and I await. I wait upon You patiently. I rest in You, and I keep Your way of faith. Through faith and patience, I'll inherit this promise. But I got to hold it here, because it's this word that You're going to bring and manifest. It's not me. It's not some personality. It's this word. You're going to uphold this revival by this word. This apostolic king priest government's coming by this word. That's how you do it. Righteousness of the faith speaketh on this wise, say not in the heart. Who's going to go up and get him to come back down again? What saith it? The word is in your mouth and it's in your heart. This is the realm of true meditation where you hold it and you keep it and present it to God. You're uttering, you bring it in the realm, all your thoughts and mind, everything's one with it. You're speaking it, you're uttering it, and it's amazing why we're never taught these things. Why are we never taught things like this? We should be taught stuff like this. Because this is how the kingdom works. The kingdom operates from the heart. And it's the word sown in the heart. Amen?